Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Today, area colleges have joined a program to help fill the ranks of Pennsylvania State Police. And we'll meet another nonprofit in the region through Community Connection. It's Friday, May 8th. Let's get you up to date. Let's start off with the state police. Pennsylvania needs state troopers, and area colleges want to help fill that need. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more about a growing program.
The sounds and sight of a Pennsylvania State Police helicopter over Misericordia University captivated the campus Thursday. It brought attention to the latest school to offer the chance to begin state trooper training while still a college student.
You know, we're always interested in finding opportunities for students to make that glide from their curriculum here into the work world.
That's Misericordia President Daniel Myers. State Police established the Academy Internship Program in late 2025. It allows seniors to earn their remaining credits for a degree by successfully completing cadet basic training at the Pennsylvania State Police Academy. Lycoming College in Williamsport also announced participation in the program this week. Keystone College and Luzerne County Community College were among the first schools to join late last year. Trooper Clint Long hopes to see more schools become involved.
This dynamic partnership will provide a clear pathway from the collegiate classroom to a career as a Pennsylvania State Trooper.
A crowd gathered around the helicopter. A robotic police dog walked across the grassy lawn. Junior John Scheimreif hopes for a career in law enforcement or the federal government.
I think this is a great opportunity for many people.
Reporting from Dallas Township, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Also online today, data centers dominated a debate last night between incumbent state senator Marty Flynn and Jeffrey Lake, his challenger on the Democratic ticket for the 22nd Senate District. That district covers 21 municipalities in Lackawanna County, including Scranton, and 15 municipalities in Luzerne County, including Wilkes-Barre. Find more on the debate at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to WVIA.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now for a slightly different story from Philadelphia. The Mutter Museum is opening a new exhibit soon looking at a 1976 outbreak that infected hundreds and left nearly three dozen dead. The disease cropped up after an American Legion conference in Philly. As Nicole Leonard reports for WVIA, it led to the discovery of Legionnaire's disease.
Public health experts say the discoveries made 50 years ago during the Legionnaire's disease outbreak in Philly were critical to modern-day science and medicine. The College of Physicians of Philadelphia Director of Public Health Renee Nahara says testing and treatment today would not exist if it hadn't been for the nonstop efforts of scientists and researchers in 1976.
If you remember, we didn't have tests for it until we developed a test. And then once that was found, then we were able to start finding cases and preventing infection.
Those accomplishments will be the focus of the new exhibit, which will open to coincide with the city's summer celebrations for the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
That was Nicole Leonard reporting. One last thing for the day. It's time for Community Connection with WBIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Samantha Reinhart is a dedicated aquatics instructor at the Greater Wyoming Valley Area YMCA. She's joined by Ed Snitko, who's a volunteer at the organization, both believing water safety is a must at any age. Samantha Reinhart takes the story from here.
I teach in the morning all the way into the evening. Even after being maybe tired all day, it's one of the biggest rewards, seeing progress from people starting and maybe being afraid or not being able to do certain skills to where they are when they finish, and maybe they're swimming laps or just having fun and have that confidence with them. So having the opportunity for not only kids, but like adults and people with disabilities, having that option to learn how to swim, it's just so important and so necessary. Really, leading causes of death is due to drowning. It's just such an rewarding job.
I guess it starts with overcoming the fear of the water. How do you help them overcome that fear?
You have to build trust. And I find that when you're rushing that progression or development, you're not really getting through to them. I have kids that don't even want to get their feet in the water. So maybe I'm bringing out a bucket of toys and we're just playing. We're just moving around. And that's the fun part about it. It kind of helps you to become creative. You're building their trust. You're letting them have a voice in what they're learning. And to be able to give them that option helps to build their trust and their willingness to listen to what you're saying and to learn from that. The goal isn't to just dunk them and hope for the best. It's to work onto their level.
I would be very curious to find out, how do you work with people who maybe might be in a wheelchair? Or how do you work with someone who maybe they're compromised in some way?
There's just different ways that we can take the overall broad curriculum and turn it to kind of work towards their goals, going and progressing from there. All the kids that we teach to see that gradual progression and confidence and like their love of like water is just so amazing.
Now, Ed, you see that progression happening all the time because you are an instructor.
Right now, I'm teaching a gentle stretch class. I hate to even say teaching. I lead the class. So these are people, and they're not children. They're, you know, adults, and sometimes even advanced adults or seniors, and they get so much out of this. They, too, sometimes have a fear of the water. We stay in the shallow end. I guide them through different exercises for each body part, and we stretch that body part. They walk out of the class feeling so much better. They're in the water. Maybe they haven't been in a pool since they were a kid. They are doing something good for their bodies. They graduate even. Some of them come to me as post-surgical rehab, and they graduate to an exercise class, from a stretch class to an aquatic exercise class. And then they go on to the main area of the YMCA wellness facility. So they begin to work out with dumbbells and exercise equipment. So it's great to watch their progression over a period of months. And I'm not saying this because she's sitting here, but that's because of Sam and her good work. The aquatic swim instructors are saving lives, really.
About the why we actually have a curriculum based off of that, working on safety awareness, but also fears of the water. And then we work toward like a water movement class. So from 6 months, all the way up until, usually it's around 12 right now, but now we're also starting to introduce teen lessons to offer kids, I think from like 13 to 18, the opportunities to learn how to swim as well. It feels nice to know that they were able to learn how to swim because we were able to help teach them.
Special thanks to Samantha Reinhart, aquatics instructor at the Greater Wyoming Valley Area YMCA, and also to Ed Snitko, who is a volunteer in the aquatics department at the organization. There's much more to this story on our podcast at wvia.org/community, and you can hear about ways you can get involved in the organization as well. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.